$1,500 sign-on bonus, safety bonus, paid vacation, health insurance, 401k, rider plan, and a pet policy. Apply today at tbitrucking.us or call 605-334-4187.
Make TBI the right choice for you. TBI Trucking of Sioux Falls.
Welcome back to the Huron Arena. 8 minutes on the board. Woolsey Wessington, top seed, unbeaten at 8-0. Sanborn Central Woonsocket, the 2 seed. They're 8-2. Getting set for some starters on the floor. And again, I think we're going to try to bring that to you straight from the announcer. All right, now they're announcing the cheerleaders here. The 7 games down and 1 game to go. The longest day of basketball starts at 9 a.m. If you don't know the background on this, games wall to wall, 9 a.m. to, what are we tipping off here? Just shy of 8 o'clock, so not too shabby. Again, if you know anything about the 281 Conference, that's pretty good. Let's check out the starters. So the Blackhawks will start Olsen, Weber, Kingsbury, Feistner, and Feistner. They'll wear the black unis, white numbers. Starters now for Woolsey Wessington.
And now for the home team, Woolsey Wessington Warper. 6'2 senior, number 2, Bennett White. 6'1 senior, number 23.
That's another thing that I was looking for as we send the lineups down to the floor there was the officials. Dennis Hines, Bob DeBoer, Greg Stroh on the floor, your law on the floor, brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office for Consumer Protection. All right, that'll do it for a pregame show. We're set for tip-off of the boys' 281 Conference Championship game. Sanborn Central Woonsocket, the 2 seed. Boy, and they got some height in there with Logan Feistner. Wyatt Feistner, excuse me. Well, Logan's pretty tall, too. Don't get me wrong. Here's Wyatt in the center circle against Darian O. Set to get things underway. The tip is up. Tip batted around. Finally chased down by Chemnitz on the far sideline, and the Woolsey Wessington Warbirds will start off. Here's a 3 by Bennett White. No good. Logan, or Wyatt Feistner, rather, for the rebound. Here's Trent Kingsbury. Kingsbury the handoff. And here's a 3 from Trevor Olson. That one no good. But an offensive rebound by Logan Feistner. They'll get another look. Trent Kingsbury a deep 3. Rattles. Not going to go. Rebound Darian O. Ahead to Chemnitz across midcourt. Left wing drives in on Kingsbury. Chemnitz all the way to the basket. Can't get it to go. Does get the foul. Kingsbury thought he had position there. He thought he was going to get the charge. Instead he will get whistled for his first foul. That's the first of the game. It'll mean free throws for Austin Chemnitz as the Warbirds a chance to strike first. And now looks like Ogun Jemalusi is going to come out of this game, and he's got a little bit of a limp as Lyndon Williams is going to check in, and he's Darian O is going to go to the trainer. First free throw for Chemnitz is good, so Austin will put the Birds on the board, 1-0. Second free throw good for Chemnitz. Knocks down a pair, 2-0 Warbirds. 7:27 to play first quarter. Darian O getting the right leg looked at on the sideline. And the trainer looking at him, and Warbird fans, I'm sure, kind of a deep breath there. Here's Kingsbury around to Trey Weber. Now Trevor Olson. Olson on the right wing, back up top Weber, left wing to Kingsbury. Couple of three-point attempts early on for the Blackhawks. Neither one good. They trail 2-0. Here is Olson out near the timeline. Right wing back to Weber. Weber working about 10 feet back of the three-point line. Cheddar out to defend. Kingsbury fakes on the three. Inside, Wyatt Feisner outside. Olsen for three. No good. And a long rebound top of the key, chase down by Lyndon Williams. Williams comes in early tonight as Darian O getting the, looks like they're retaping the right ankle. Here's a long two. That one is good. Riley Gohn, right side of the free throw line extended. And the Birds lead 4-0. 6.5 to play first quarter. Boys 281 conference title game. Here's Weber on the left wing. Thought about a three. Won't pull the trigger. Now the handoff for Logan Feisner. Logan, top of the key. Spins in on Cheddar. Looking to dump it off. Leaves it out for Kingsbury. Here's Olsen on the right wing. Olsen drives. Throws up a runner. No good. Long rebound, though, out to Feisner. Another offensive rebound for Logan Feisner. Weber to Olsen. Olsen back up top to Trey Weber. Weber squares up for three. No good. Rebound, though, grabbed by Wyatt Feisner, and then the whistle blows. I don't think that's going to be on Wyatt. I think that's going to be on Bennett White after Feisner got the rebound. That is the case. Bennett White's first is the team's first. And Kingsbury will inbound for the Blackhawks. He'll bring it into Wyatt Feisner, who finds Logan on the right wing. Weber around to Kingsbury, down in the corner to Trevor Olsen. Olsen guarded by Chemnitz. The drive by Logan Feisner, and he got batted around. Ball knocked away, stolen by Bennett White. Bennett to the other end, stripped on the way up, and they're going to call a foul on Trey Weber. And Weber not liking that call. He thought he got all ball. Hard to tell from this vantage point, but the officials ring up Weber for his first. 4-0 Warbirds, 5.5 to play opening quarter. Bennett White left wing guarded by Kingsbury. Bennett the drive. He throws up a runner. No good. White tried to get his own rebound tipped up, and Weber will take it. Weber to Kingsbury. Back to Weber just across midcourt guarded by Riley Gohn on the right wing. Weber working about 2 feet back of the three-point line. Now to Wyatt Feisner at the free throw line. Turns, fires, jumper good. Wyatt Feisner puts the Blackhawks on the board. 4-2 Warbirds, 5:10 to play first quarter of the boys 281 conference championship game. Bennett White, long two, is off the mark. Off front iron, Weber the rebound, and now the ball on the floor. Chemnitz on the floor as well. And a foul called on Chemnitz as he and Weber collide on their way to a loose ball. It was an interesting call. Chemnitz whistled for his first. Second on the team. 4-2 Warbirds, 4:57 to play first quarter. Weber across midcourt as Sanborn Central Woonsocket goes to work. Here's Trevor Olsen. Olsen the drive all the way to the rack. Scoops it up and in. Olsen around one defender between two more. And the basket ties us at four. Here's Lyndon Williams across midcourt. Pass off to Chemnitz. Chemnitz top of the key, left corner. Here's another three. This one by, I think, Cheddar. Either way, no good. Rebound grabbed by Williams, but a whistle. And we'll see. I'm not sure who they're what they're calling here. I think it's Trey Weber. That's the way it's looking. That would be Weber's second, although they haven't put anything up on the board yet. And here's a steal on the inbounds. It's Trevor Olsen. Olsen ahead to Kingsbury. Reverse layup is good. Kingsbury makes it 6-4. And, yeah, that foul was on Weber. They just didn't put it up on the big board. So Weber's second. Here's Gohn. Ball knocked away by Logan Feisner. And they'll tag Feisner with the foul. So the whistle's busy tonight in the first half of the opening quarter here, the boys 281 conference championship game. Darian O is back on. You can still notice a little bit of limp, though. Tyler Babcock will come in. We'll check out Cheddar and I think Gohn. Bennett White ready on the inbounds. Brings it into Ogunjimalusi. Here's Chemnitz. Fakes on the three. Drives past Weber. Throws up a runner, and that one's good. Austin Chemnitz with 4 points, and we're tied at six. Midway point of the opening quarter. Kingsbury on the wing for Weber. Weber to Olsen. Down in the right corner, Logan Feisner. Feisner feeds a cutting Kingsbury, and he'll lay it up and in. And Kingsbury just finds a way the knife in. 8-6 Blackhawks, 3:35 to play. Quarter number one of the boys' 281 conference title game. Here's Darian Ogunjimalusi on the right wing. On the left wing. Here's White. The drive off the glass, and it rattles out. Rebound Wyatt Feisner. He'll hand it off to Olsen. Olsen across midcourt, ahead to Weber. Weber on the wing, inside Feisner, hits a cutting Logan Feisner. Logan can't hit, but a foul is called. And we'll go to the free throw line with Logan Feisner. The foul is on Tyler Babcock. That'll be his first. Logan Feisner ready for a pair of free throws. Blackhawks lead 8-6, make it 9-6 as Feisner is good on the first, fourth different Blackhawk in the scoring column. Wyatt Feisner going to come out as Noah Dixon is in. Another free throw here for Logan Feisner, trying to make it a two-possession lead here with 3:12 to play first quarter. Cannot. Rebound pulled down by Bennett White. Chemnitz across midcourt for Bennett White, just right at the top of the key, guarded by Kingsbury. Chemnitz in the left corner, fakes on the three, drives on Olsen, and a foul called on Trevor Olsen. So that'll be four on the Blackhawks, or is that five on Sanborn Central Woonsocket? It's five, they say. That one was called on Trevor Olsen. That'll be five on the team. So the Blackhawks inbound. Warbirds inbound. Cheddar no good. Rebound Trent Kingsbury. 9-6 Blackhawks. 2:45 to play first quarter. Ball tip stolen by Cheddar. Here's Cheddar back across midcourt. Darren on the left wing. Drives in. Back outside. Bennett White launches the long three. Came up short. Rebound pulled down by number 42, Sean Snedeker. Kingsbury back across midcourt. Now 2:20 to play in the first. Still 9-6 Blackhawks. Olsen in the corner. Kingsbury looks at three. Darian O out to defend. Feisner around to Olsen. Whoa, a deep three by Olsen. But the rebound out of bounds off the hands of Darren Cheddar. Cheddar thought that was going to graze the rim. It did not. Out of bounds off his hand. And the Blackhawks 9-6. They will inbound on their end. Kingsbury ready to bring it in. Bounces it into Logan Feisner, who turns and fires. Shot came up short. Pop back out to Darian Ogunjimalusi. Here is Chemnitz. Way down to Babcock, who tried to feed Cheddar, and a foul call. Looks like they'll call the foul on Sean Snedeker. His first is his team's sixth. Minute 58 left in the first. Blackhawks 9, Warbirds 6. Bennett White back to Bennett White. Bennett going to fire for 3 in the tie. This one no good as White cold from outside early on. Snedeker the rebound. Ahead to Dixon, who finds Trey Weber back in the game. Weber drives. Baseline shot no good. Rebound Bennett White. Bennett ahead to Chemnitz. Chemnitz on the left wing. Down on the baseline for Tyler Babcock. Babcock back outside. White the drive. Another runner is up, and it rattles in. Benny White, his first points. 9-8 Blackhawks with a minute 15 to play in the first. Weber across midcourt. Right wing Logan Feisner lobs it in for Snedeker. Deep on Bennett White. Shot comes out. Rebound to Bennett White. Bennett White, a long lead pass ahead to Cheddar off glass. It won't go. He had a hand on his own rebound. It's knocked out of his hand, picked up by Weber. Weber ahead to Logan Feisner. Logan will attack, and a foul called on Chemnitz. For Chemnitz, his second. That'll be four on the Warbirds as a team. Clock inside of a minute left, first quarter, 9-8 Blackhawks. Here comes Lyndon Williams in to replace Cheddar. Olsen's back on. Dixon comes out. Logan Feisner comes out as Wyatt Feisner is back on as well. 9-8 Blackhawks, 53 seconds left in the first. Sanborn Central Woonsocket will inbound on their end. They'll bring it down to Kingsbury in the corner. They'll go to the big fellow Wyatt Feistner, who feeds a cutting Olson. Can't hit. Rebound batted all over the place and finally comes out to Weber. I think just about everybody on the floor got a hand on that. Snedeker up top. Olson for three. Off right. Rebound tapped in by Feistner. Ball picked up by Bennett White as Feistner and Babcock were going at it there, and Blackhawk fans wanted a call. Here's Bennett White all the way to the basket. Can't hit. Babcock streaks out for the rebound. Ends up on the deck, as did Wyatt Feistner. The ball out of bounds off the Warbirds. So 20 seconds to play in the first quarter. 9-8, the Blackhawks lead. Boy, the fans are on these officials pretty bad after the last couple of series. 15 seconds left, first quarter. There's Kingsbury at the top of the key. Blackhawks lead by one. Final seconds. Kingsbury crossover dribble inside the free throw line. Back out to Weber for three. No good. Rebound down to Williams. And that's it for a quarter. A low-scoring affair in the boys' 281 conference championship. Sanborn Central Woodstock at 9. Woolsey Wessington 8. Back with the second quarter in a minute on Dakota Sports. 1210 KOKK.
Heartland Financial Services Incorporated has you covered. Life, health, property, and crop insurance, with locations in Highmore, Redfield, Tulare, Wessington, and Huron. See Naomi and Ben at the Huron branch at their new location, Dakota Plaza, Suite 103. Heartland Financial Services Incorporated works hard to provide you with the coverage that fits your needs and keeps your home, personal property, and personal liability protected. Heartland Financial Services has you covered.
The Auto Body Clinic. You just wrecked your car and you need it repaired. Let us be there, oh, let us be there. With courtesy cars and a price that is fair. We really care. The Auto Body Clinic. The Auto Body Clinic.
Auto Body Clinic, a half mile west of Coborns at 670 21st Street Southwest, or call 352-DENT.
Possession arrow to the Blackhawks. They'll go inside to the big fella, and he's blocked out of bounds by Darian O. Warbird team on their feet. Warbird fans getting a little riled up there. Big block from Ogun Jemalusi. Kingsbury will inbound. Brings it into Olson. Olson just inside the free throw line. Back out to Kingsbury. Kingsbury to Feistner. Nice touch pass by Weber inside, and can't hit. Sean Snedeker can't hit from in close. Rebound Bennett White. Cross court a pass. Here's a three on the way and good for Riley Gohn. So Gohn gives the Warbirds back the lead. 11-9. Gohn now with 5 points to lead Woolsey Wessington. Blackhawks on the offensive end. 11-9. Here's a long three by Olson. No good. Rebound Ogun Jemalusi. Chemnitz ahead to Gohn. The drive. Back out to Bennett White. White for three. Off back iron. It pops out to Wyatt Feistner. Hand off for Kingsbury. Trent across midcourt. Top of the key guarded by Darian O. Right wing to Olson. Olson to Weber. Inside for Snedeker. Working on White. Turns and fires. Got it. Sean Snedeker with the two. First bench points for the Blackhawks, for either team, in fact. And we're tied at 11 with 6.5 to play in the second. Chemnitz will cross over down to Darian O in the corner. Cross court, Riley Gohn. Gohn just right at the top of the key. Here's Lyndon Williams in off the break. Chemnitz now just right at the top of the key, and ball knocked away by Wyatt Feistner. Now a couple players on the deck. Feistner tips it. Williams takes it. Williams outside, Darian O for three. Came up short, rebound grabbed by Kingsbury. Kingsbury ahead to Olson. 6 minutes to play, second quarter. Tied at 11. Figured this to be a pretty good 281 title game. Here's Weber off left on the three attempt, rebound Williams. Ahead for Gohn, settles for the long two, and that one is good. Riley Gohn with seven. Warbirds back on top by two. 5:46 to play, second quarter. Warbirds want a timeout. They lead 13-11. We're going to take 30-second break on 1210 KOKK.
The Country Pumper wishes the Blackhawks the best of luck. Located at Highway 3437 Junction, 495-4252 Forestburg, the Country Pumper would like to introduce its new owners, Richard and Louise Alt. As always, Country Pumper invites you to fill up your tank and pick up items as you travel. Or stop in Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for their daily lunch specials. Country Pumper, open every day from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Now go get 'em, Blackhawks.
Welcome back to the Huron Arena. Boys 281 Conference Championship game. Woolsey Wessington back in the lead, 13-11. 5:40 to play until the break. Blackhawks with the ball and a chance again to tie or take the lead. Here's Kingsbury just across midcourt. Going to leave it off in the center circle for Olson. Olson the drive. Dumps it off right side for Logan Feistner. Inside to Wyatt. Wyatt underneath the basket. Can't hit. Rebound out to Goan, going ahead to Chemnitz, and the Warbirds go to work, leading 13-11. Chemnitz lost it, picked up by Bennett White. Right wing, there's another three from the Warbirds, and again it's good. It's Riley Goan. So Goan now with 10 points, a pair of threes, and the Warbirds their biggest lead, 16-11. 5 minutes remaining in the second. Kingsbury just left of the top of the key. Pass out to Olson. Here comes Lyndon Williams out to defend. Now the switch to Chemnitz. Weber down in the corner. Logan Feistner fires for three. And that one rattles out. Olson had a hand on the rebound, but he knocks it out of bounds. And Bennett White will bring it in. Here comes Babcock back in for Woolsey Wessington. Looks like he's going to replace Bennett White. So it'll be Babcock and Chemnitz, Goan, Williams, and Darian O. On the other side, Weber, both Feisters, Olson, and Kingsbury. Starting five on the floor for the Blackhawks. Here's Lyndon Williams in the right corner for Woolsey Wessington. Up to O at the top of the key. Left wing Chemnitz looks at three, drives to the low block, and his pass skidded off the hands of Goan. And it was saved back by Williams, but then I think Goan stepped over the line. So Warbird showing some hustle there, but didn't pay off. 16-11, they lead by 5, 4:20 remaining in the first half. Inbounds for Olson. Lob inside, nobody around Wyatt Feistner, and he'll put it up and in. Feistner with a pair of twos. 16-13, Warbirds by three. Top of the key is Goan. Left wing for Darian O. Now up top, Lyndon Williams. Williams the drive, jump stop on the low block, and he'll hand it off to Chemnitz. And now the ball on the deck, as is Chemnitz. He comes out with it. Babcock out to Darian O, and they'll have a chance to reset. Here's Goan at the top of the key. Gives it off to Babcock, hand off to Chemnitz. Chemnitz turns and fires from the free throw line. No good. Rebound, Trent Kingsbury. Kingsbury ahead for Olson. Olson in the right corner. Logan Feistner. Feistner thinks about the baseline. Shoots it inside. Kingsbury pushes up a shot. That's good. He's got a half dozen, and the lead is one. 3:26 to play. Second quarter. Warbirds 16. Blackhawks 15. Take a full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds on 1210 KOKK.
It takes everyone working together to build a strong team. Local families have depended on Hague Insurance and Woonsocket and Grinnell Mutual for quality insurance protection and friendly personal service for decades. We live where you live, and we're proud to call many of our customers friends and neighbors. You can depend on us to be here when you need us. To experience our policy of working together, call your local Grinnell Mutual agents, Jim, Trudy, Robert, and Susan today at 796-4471 for a quote on all your insurance needs.
You are invited to a discussion on the latest ways to keep calves healthy and improve the overall performance of your cattle herd. Meetings will be held on Wednesday, January 25th at the Crossroads in Huron. Talks will be from 9:30 until 3 p.m. Lunch is provided. RSVP to 350-0999. Speakers include Dr. Tom Knopfsinger, Glenn Tonsar, and Dr. Travis Van Ann. This event is hosted by Boehringer Ingelheim Vet Medica, Sand Creek, Prairie View, Huron, and Kleinsaucer Porter Veterinary Clinics.
3:26 remaining in the second quarter. Boys 281 Conference Championship game. Woolsey Westington 16. Sanborn Central Woonsocket 15. A tight one with 3:15 left in the second. There's Bennett White at the top of the key. Both teams have had leads. Woolsey Westington 5. Sanborn Central Woonsocket 4. Bennett White on the baseline can't hit, and Bennett having a tough night from the field. He's back in after the break. Him and Babcock, Williams, O, and Riley Gone. Snedeker on after the timeout. Kingsbury, Logan Feisner, Weber, and Olson for the Blackhawks. 3 minutes to play second quarter. Warbirds by one in possession of the ball. Here is Williams back outside, going another three, rattles out. Babcock, the offensive rebound. And offensive rebounds just might be one of your keys to the game tonight. Bennett White looks at three, gives it off to Babcock at the free throw line. Gone on the right wing with 2:35 left in the second, and he went to hand it off to White. White wasn't ready for it. They almost turned it over. Here's Gone at the top of the key. Darian O to Bennett White. White, top of the key, looks at three, drives all the way down. Blocked by Snedeker. Knocked out of bounds. The Warbirds will keep it with 2:20 to play in the second. Comes Wyatt Feisner on. He's going to replace Weber as the Blackhawks will get quite a bit taller here with Feisner and Snedeker both on the floor. There's Bennett White on the wing. Inside, Gone rises up from the free throw line. Shot no good. Babcock had a hand on the rebound, tipped out, and Kingsbury's going to have it. And then a foul called, and I think that's going to go on Babcock. Actually, I don't know who else it could go on. He was the only one close. It would be Tyler Babcock second. That'll be five on the Warbirds as a team. Comes Cheddar back on. He'll replace Gone. Going the hot hand in the ball game so far. He's got 10, knocked down a pair of threes. He's got 8 of those points here in the second quarter. All 8 of the Warbird points, by the way. 16-15, Warbirds by 1. 2 minutes to go until halftime. Kingsbury ends up with the ball. They were lucky to get it inside to Wyatt Feisner, and then he'll get the bucket and the foul. Logan Feisner fell down on the way to Kingsbury, so Kingsbury got the pass at his ankles as he was cutting to the basket. Somehow made the pass to Wyatt Feisner, who put it up and in and got the foul on Babcock. It's his third. And now Feisner will go to the free throw line with a chance to put the Blackhawks up by 2. 17-16 right now. Sanborn Central Woonsocket in the lead. Feisner with 6 points, trying to make it 7. Free throw front iron and no good. Rebound grab by Bennett White. Ahead to Lyndon Williams. Williams in the right corner for Cheddar. Cheddar right wing back to Bennett White. Cross court for Darian O. Williams, left wing, drives, kicks it up top for Cheddar. Right wing back to Oga and Jimalusi. There's Bennett White. Hand off for Williams. Nobody out there. Thought about a three, won't fire. Leaves it on the baseline for Babcock. Left wing Cheddar. Darren Cheddar thinks about the baseline. Snedeker comes over to cut him off. Throws up a shot. Cheddar's jumper is in. Darren Cheddar with his first points. 4 of the 5 starters have scored for Woolsey Westington. And the Warbirds back in the lead, 18-17. Chemnitz going to come in next time out. Also in for the first time will be Carter Mailing during the next break. If we get one, 1:05 left in the second. 18-17 Warbirds. Blackhawks with the ball. Here's a pass up top to Olson, and Williams thought he was going to have the pass and ended up getting a piece of Olson's arm. So Williams' first will also be the 7th on the Warbirds, so that will push the Blackhawks into the bonus. Williams coming out, Babcock coming out, Chemnitz and Mailing in. 1-1 opportunity for Trevor Olson. The Blackhawks are 1-for-3 from the line. The Warbirds are 2-for-2. Not a lot of free throws, not a lot of fouls in the first half. First free throw is good for Trevor Olson. Olson ready for one more. Ties us at 18. Can give the Blackhawks the lead and does. 19-18. Sanborn Central Woonsocket. 59 seconds left in the first half. Mailing in the right corner. Off to Bennett White on the right wing up top. And around the horn to Cheddar on the left side. Here's Mailing. Looks at three. He'll fire. No good. Rebound Wyatt Feisner. 45 seconds to play in the first. Blackhawks a chance to add on to a 1-point lead. And Olsen slowing it up. We'll see if they'll hold for the final shot of the quarter in this low-scoring 281 Conference Championship game. 19-18, Blackhawks by one. 28 seconds left. Blackhawks, it looks like they will hold for the final shot. Kingsbury working on Cheddar. Handoff back to Olsen. 15 seconds left in the first half. Olsen in on Cheddar. Olsen out near the center circle. Have to get the play going here with 10 seconds left in the half. Olsen going all the way to the rack, and he got clubbed. It wasn't on purpose. Chemnitz thought he was going to have the ball. He thought Cheddar was going to bring the ball up high, or Olsen was going to bring the ball up high, and he did not, and he got a forearm right across the face. Unfortunately for Chemnitz, that's his third, so now he and Babcock with three each. 6.3 seconds left in the first half. Blackhawks lead 19-18. And we're going to have a couple of free throws here for Trevor Olsen. 4 points for Olsen tonight. He's hit both of his previous free throw attempts, and he knocks down the first here. Williams in. Snedek are going to come out as Samuel Central Woonsocket brings Jared Goldhammer in. Goldhammer, the Feisners. Kingsbury and Olsen on. Olsen's second free throw, airborne and good. He's 4 for 4 with a half dozen. 21-18 Blackhawks. One final chance here in the first half of the Warbirds. It'll be a Carter Mailing three, and it's no good. And that's it for the first half of play in the boys' 281 Conference Championship game. At the half, Sanborn Central Woonsocket 21, Woolsey Wessington 18. We're back in 3 minutes with a halftime show. 3 minutes on Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
Bauman Agency and Pioneer Seed, crop insurance and precision planting technology from your side of the fence. From planting the seed to harvesting your crop, Bauman Agency provides you with the best coverage possible. Bauman Agency is with you every step of the way. Call Bauman Agency at 353-1112 for superior service from your side of the fence. Bauman Agency is a proud sponsor of the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
Woolsey Business Association is proud to support all activities of Woolsey Wessington School. Members of Woolsey Business Association include 281 Travel Center, Roland Will Restaurant, American Trust Insurance, American Bank and Trust, Dean's Standard, McGilvery Oil, Mid-Dakota, and Pullman Well Drilling. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Woolsey Business Association.
Go Warbirds! R&B Foods, your locally owned, full-line grocery store in Wessington, know the Warbirds have what it takes for a great year. R&B Foods is now a United States Postal Service Village Post Office for all your mailing necessities. Open daily, and still with the freshest produce and meats in town. Wishing best of luck to Woolsey Wessington School in all their activities. Have a great year! R&B Foods in Wessington.
Favorite coffee shop has just opened a second location. Start your morning off right with a stop at Don't Spill the Beans second location, located in the parking lot of Fair City Foods. Enjoy breakfast through lunch menu options and have all the cold and hot drinks you love from Don't Spill the Beans. For visiting with friends, holding meetings, and enjoying Don't Spill the Beans full menu options, stop into the Central Plaza location. Take time to enjoy life at Don't Spill the Beans.
American Family Insurance believes your dreams are what matter most. That's why we offer affordable ways to protect them.
My dream is to own a second car and a house with a two-car garage to keep it in.
My dream is to start my own business and make my son my first employee.
Whatever your dream, we can help protect it. Learn more at amfam.com or contact your local agent. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it.
Your American Family Insurance agent in Miller is Crystal Wolcordson. See her at 113 East 3rd Street or call her at 853-3324.
Heartland State Banks of Wessington, Tulare, Highmore, and Redfield support all activities of our area youth. Heartland State Banks are locally owned community banks committed to serving you. Any of their friendly team members are ready to help you with your financial needs. Heartland State Banks of Wessington, Tulare, Highmore, and Redfield, your hometown community banks. Heartland State Banks, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Huron Arena. Halftime of the boys 281 conference championship game. And after one quarter, Sanborn Central had a 1-point lead at 9-8. After two quarters, they've stretched that lead all the way to 3. That's right. We got a tight one. A low scoring affair here in the boys 281 conference championship game. Sanborn Central, Woonsocket 21, Woolsey Wessington 18. Let's start off the halftime show here with a look at the scorecard, and it's brought to you by the Mira Family Hair Care, downtown here on call or text 883-HAIR for the Mira Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. On the scorecard for today, the 7th place girls game went to James Valley Christian. They defeated Iroquois 46-17. Samantha Dowling, 20 for the Vikings. Rebecca Williams had 14 for JVC. Viking girls take 7th. They beat Iroquois, the 8th place finisher, in the 281. 7th place boys game went to Wessington Springs. They defeated Sunshine Bible Academy 53-36. John Whitty, 18 to pace the Spartans. Travis Haas, 18 to lead Sunshine Bible. Spartans take 7th, SBA 8th, and a 53-36 Spartan win. Girls Consolation Championship game went to Wessington Springs. They defeated Sunshine Bible Academy 41-37. For the Crusaders in a losing effort, Susan Wilkin a dozen, Lindsay Wilkin 11. Spartans led by Maria Alonzo with 17, Katie Shelsky 11. Wessington Springs, your girls' consolation champions. SBA a 6th place finish on the girls' side. The boys' consolation championship game went to Hitchcock Tulare. They outran Iroquois 62-36. Bish would lead Iroquois, Jacob Bish with 10. Hitchcock Tulare led by 3 players, Zach Binger with 18, Caleb Warner 13, Craig Mallon 11. Hitchcock Tulare, your boys' consolation champions. Iroquois finishes 6th. The girls' third place game went to Hitchcock Tulare. They defeated Woolsey Wessington 48-40. Taylor Sprecher and Chantel Hader 10 apiece for the Warbirds in the losing effort. Hitchcock Tulare led by Aaron Berry with a dozen. Patriots win 48-40. The Patriot girls take 3rd. Woolsey Wessington's girls 4th in the 281 conference. Tournament, I should say. The boys' third place game, James Valley Christian, a winner over Highmore Herald. The final in that one, Vikings defeat the Pirates 68-54. Trevor Brueggemann 13 for Highmore Herald. Tremaine Eagle, Thunder Auger had a dozen. James Valley Christian led by Eric Hazard, who had a 31-point day. And Ryan Wager, who had 22. So big days there for the James Valley Christian Vikings boys. They defeat Highmore Herald in the boys' third place game. Vikings third place, Highmore Herald fourth on the boys' side. The girls' championship game, that went to Sanborn Central Woonsocket by a whole bunch over Highmore Herald, 64-29. Hallie Kreplin led Highmore Herald with 10. Sanborn Central Woonsocket paced by Megan Poyer, who had a 25-point night. Maya Selland, 19, and then Maya was the MVP of the 281 tournament. Sanborn Central defeats Highmore Herald for a 281 championship. Blackhawks, 64. Pirates, your runners-up, 29. So that is a full check of the scoreboard. It's brought to you by the Mira Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. A tight one in the boys' title game. Sanborn Central Woonsocket leading Woolsey Wessington, 21-18. Send it back to the studios for another 2 minutes. When we return, the individual numbers in the second half of play in the boys' 281 conference championship game. At the half, Blackhawks 21, Warbirds 18. Back in 2 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
Stop by Shooters in Woolsey for good times, great food, and drinks that will warm you up or cool you down. Shooters in Woolsey opens by 4:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Stop by Friday night for smoked ribs, and Saturday it's prime rib. Shooters will make any beverage you want. If they don't know how to make it, then tell them what's in it and they'll fix you up. Good times, great food, and just about any beverage you can imagine, that's Shooters in Woolsey.
Have you shopped Boss Boutique yet? You have to come check us out. Boss Boutique is a fun, friendly women's clothing store in Huron. We carry sizes small to 3X. We also have unique South Dakota made decor and jewelry you will love. Our store hours are Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday 10 to 4, and Sunday 12 to 4. We are south of Walmart, next to the Panda Garden.
Stop into Farmers Cash Food Do It Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home,
From barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, Do It Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember Farmers Cash Do It Center for your next project.
Give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time at Do It Center store.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
We're back to the Huron Arena, set for the second half of the boys' 2-1 conference championship game. Take a look at the numbers for the top-seeded Wolsey Wessington Warbirds, coming in 8-0. They trail at the break 21-18. Four of their five starters in the scoring column, two apiece for Bennett White and Darren Cheddar. Austin Chemnitz, 4 points in the first half. He was 2-for-2 from the line, and Riley Goh, the hot hand. He knocked down two threes, went for 8 in the second, 10 in the first half. Eight in the second quarter, 10 in the first half. He had 8 of their 10 points in that quarter, number 2. 8 in the first for Wolsey Wessington, 10 in the second. 18 at the half for the Warbirds. They're perfect from the line in 2 attempts, led by Goen with 10. On the other side, Sean Snedeker, the bench point for the Blackhawks. They got 2 of their 21 off the bench. 4 of the 5 starters scored for the Blackhawks. Logan Feisner, 1 point, 1 of 2 from the line. 6 apiece for Wyatt Feisner, 0 for 1 from the line. Trent Kingsbury's got 6. Trevor Olson's got 6. Olson, however, perfect from the line in 4 attempts. Wolsey, Sanborn Central, Woonsocket put up 9 in the first, 12 in the second, 21 in the first half. And they are from the line 5 out of 7. 21-18, Blackhawks lead by 3, 8 minutes on the clock. Wolsey Wessington with the possession arrow, second half is underway. In the boys' 281 conference championship game. Chemnitz to the right wing as the Warbirds trying to get something back here. Cheddar on the wing, drives, free throw line jumper is good. Cheddar with 4 points, back to a 1-point game, 21-20. Olsen on the wing, going to work on Cheddar, backs away. Lob from Kingsbury inside to Feisner, outside to Logan Feisner, cross-court pass. Kingsbury was cutting, but Olsen there to save him. Inside, Wyatt Feisner got by the defense, but couldn't put it in. Tried to kind of reach up, just about dunked it, but was going to kind of bounce it off the window, but it came up short. 21-20, Blackhawks by 1. Bennett White from the corner, the drive, leaves it off for Cheddar, who lets the defender fly by and then puts it up and in. Darren Cheddar with a half dozen. Warbirds regain the lead, 22-21. Olsen at the other end, all the way to the rack, scoops it up, no good. Bennett White the rebound. Bennett White ahead to Goen, back to Bennett. Bennett just right at the top of the key, drives, jump stop on the low block, shot over, Feisner is good. Bennett White with 4. Here come the Warbirds. A 6-0 run to start the third. Warbirds lead by 3, 24-21. Logan Feisner up top for Weber. Right wing Olsen squares up. 3 ball, no good. Pops out to Logan Feisner, who got pushed. And I think they're going to call a foul on Cheddar. We've got to wait and make sure that that is the situation. I'm pretty sure, though. Feisner went up for the rebound, and Darren Cheddar put his weight into him, knocked him down. Cheddar's first, team's first in the second half. 6:22 to play third quarter. Warbirds 24, Blackhawks 21. Kingsbury to pass, the inbounds pass. They go right back to him in the post. Saved in by King, who almost got to the backcourt. Saved in by Weber. Bennett White is going to pick it up, lay it in, and get the foul. Bennett White all the way to the basket. 6 points for him. Now a 5-point Warbird lead. Trey Weber whistled for his third foul. And Bennett White's going to go to the free throw line, try to give the Warbirds their biggest lead. The free throw, though, no good. 26-21, Warbirds by 5. 6:05 left in the third. Across the timeline is Olsen. Feisner in the right corner for Kingsbury. Back around Olsen up top. Kingsbury inside to Wyatt Feisner. Wyatt double team. Left it off for Kingsbury. Cutting to the basket. Kicks it outside. Weber for three. No good. Bennett White tipped the rebound. Now it's out of bounds. Is it going to be off the Warbirds? It is. I thought maybe they were going to whistle a foul there for a second. Trent Kingsbury will bring it in for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. 26-21, the Warbirds lead by 5. 5:50 left in the third. The weave at the top of the key is Olsen, Weber, and Kingsbury. Top of the key now Logan Feisner squares up. Three ball, no good. Long rebound tipped out by Darian O. Couple of players touched it. Wyatt Feisner comes up with it, but before that, a whistle. And I think it's going to be a, well, yeah, it's going to be a foul. It's just who is it on? Looks like it's going to be on Trevor Olsen or Bennett White. It's the number two. That's Bennett White. So White whistled for his second foul. And the Blackhawks again with a chance on the offensive end. 26-21. Warbirds by 5. Inbounds to Kingsbury. And just about lost it, but able to find the handle. Here's Kingsbury to drive. And a foul on the floor. I think we'll go against Woolsey Wessington again. It will. This one will be on Lyndon Williams, and that's going to be Lyndon's second. So another inbound here for Kingsbury. Corner three from Weber, no good. Rebound Williams. Both teams kind of cold from the outside tonight, with the exception of Riley Gohn. 26-21, a five-point Warbird lead. Here is Gohn in the lane, making it work. He kind of got stuck in midair and had to heave it up, but it got some iron, a little bit of glass, fell in. A dozen for Gohn. And the lead is the biggest so far for Woolsey Wessington, 28-21. Logan inside for Wyatt Feisner. Wyatt put the elbow out, and he'll get the offensive foul. Wyatt Feisner whistled for his first. For as many players have tried to draw a charge tonight, there haven't been many offensive fouls called. Riley Gohn rising up. Shot is no good from the free throw line. Rebound Olsen. Olsen to Kingsbury. Down by 7. Kingsbury to drive. Leaves it out for Olsen on the left wing. Olsen drives. Leaves it out for Logan Feisner. Logan to drive. All the way to the basket. Can't hit. Rebound Gohn. Gohn to Williams. Williams across the timeline. Pass in the corner for Cheddar. Cheddar going baseline. Leaves it for Bennett White. Long 2 is off the mark. Bennett, 6 points on the night. But still, it seems like having a rough night from the field. 28-21, Warbirds by 7. Midway point of the third as Kingsbury goes to work on the wing. Left side, leaves it out for Olsen. Top of the key, Logan Feisner, another 3. That one's good. Logan Feisner with 4 points, and that's the first score for the Blackhawks here in the second half. There was a 10-0 run by Woolsey Wessington to start the quarter. Feisner breaks that up with the 3. Here's another 3 at the Warbird end. No good for Cheddar. Rebound batted around. Logan Feisner will take it. Feisner to Trevor Olsen. 3:35 left in the third. Blackhawks back to within 4. Olsen trying to make it 1. 3 is no good. Rebound tipped once. Taken by Wyatt Feisner. Outside to Logan for a big 3. So they take 4 minutes to score. And then back-to-back Logan Feisner threes, and we're back to a one-point game. 28-27 Warbirds. 3:15 left in the third. Here's the drive, and a shot on the way. No good for Gohn, and a foul called on the Blackhawks. Sanborn Central Woonsocket fans don't like the call, but of course, what fans would, I guess. Wyatt Feisner whistled for... They've got him down for his first. I thought he had one already. I will listen to the big board, and the first free throw good for Riley Gohn. Warbirds are 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. That's Gohn's first. Chemnitz is 2 for 2, Bennett White 0 for 1. Feisner and Olsen both coming out. Noah Dixon is back on. Also in is Weber, Kingsbury, Logan Feisner, and Sean Snedeker is back in. Gohn with another free throw. He's got 13 points. Make it 14. Good on the second. Back to a 3-point game. Warbirds 30. Blackhawks 27, 3:05 left in the third. Here's Weber. across the timeline for Kingsbury. Kingsbury splits a double team. Oh, and he traveled. Held on to it a little too long. He was going to lob a pass, and then I think Cheddar or Gone got up in the air and got in the way, so he pulled the ball back down and took the step. Olsen ready to come right back in. Not much of a rest for Trevor Olsen. He'll replace the hot hand Logan Feisner, who knocked down a pair of threes to get it back to one. Warbirds have since scored to make it three. 30-27. Woolsey Westington leading Sanborn Central Woonsocket in the boys' 281 conference championship game. Here's Lyndon Williams from the corner. Up top to Chemnitz. Little crossover, leaves it for Gone. Step back, three. Oh, it's good. That was a heat check, kids, and he's hot. 17 for Riley Gone. He's hit three threes. He's 2-2 from the line. That was a step back triple. Warbirds lead by six. Don't leave that kid open. Kingsbury just left to the top of the key. Olsen in the corner for Dixon. Dixon to Weber. Weber to drive. Back to Dixon in the corner. Looks at three. Won't pull the trigger. The drive to the free throw line. Back out Kingsbury for three. Front iron and no good. White got the rebound and a whistle blows. It'll be a foul against the Blackhawks. Or will it? Maybe it won't. No, yeah, it is. Here comes the official to the scorer's table. The foul is on Sean Snedeker. Snedeker's second. 2:18 left in the third. Warbirds by six and a chance to add on. 33-27 they lead. Chemnitz across midcourt. Drive right side of the lane. Chemnitz on the low block. Here comes the double. He turns and throws up a high arcing shot. No good. Snedeker the rebound. Hits the deck. Dixon comes out with it. Two players ended up on the floor there. Lyndon Williams the other. Here's Kingsbury to the other end. Puts the shoulder. Oh, boy. I thought for sure that was going to be an offensive foul. Generally, when you get that forearm out or you put the shoulder into somebody, you get the call, but instead Cheddar will absorb his second personal foul. That will be four on Woolsey Westington in the second half. Cheddar going to check out as Babcock is back in. Snedeker and Kingsbury are going to come out. Be Dixon, Olsen, Logan Feisner, Wyatt Feisner, and let's see, one more I think is Weber. Inbounds in the corner, Dixon knocked out by Bennett White, and Bennett says it went back off Dixon, but the official disagrees, and then Dixon gives Bennett White a little pat on the back like, nice try, buddy. Bennett acknowledged, I think, that he was playing it up a little bit. What's fun about these kids, they all know each other. They played against each other for a long time. Some of them hang out together. Even in a six-point game in the 281 title game, they're able to have a chuckle. Here's a Feisner three, no good. The hot hand has cooled off a bit. Warbirds keep a six-point lead, 33-27. 90 seconds left in the third. Chemnitz around to White to go, and Babcock from 10 on the baseline comes up short. Rebound tipped around to Trey Weber. Weber to Olsen, Blackhawks to work, trailing by six. Weber right wing, looks at three, won't fire up top. Logan Feisner, he drives just inside the free throw line. That jumper, front iron and no good. Bennett White got the rebound and then he got tripped up. And they're going to get a foul, I think, on Logan Feisner. Noah Dixon comes out. That'll bring Trent Kingsbury back on. Minute 10 left, third quarter. Boys 281 conference championship game. Woolsey Westington top seed and unbeaten at 8-0. They lead the two-seeded, 8-2 Sanborn Central Woonsocket Blackhawks 33-27. Now down to the final minute of the third. Here's Lyndon Williams on the wing. Pass off for Gone. Gone got stopped on the baseline, so he'll turn and fire from 10 feet. No good. Wyatt Feisner the rebound to Kingsbury. Kingsbury ahead to Weber. Weber on the left wing. 45 seconds left in the third. Blackhawks working the offensive end, trailing by six. Logan Feisner, right side of the free throw line. Hand off for Wyatt, out to Weber. Cross court Olsen in the corner to Kingsbury. Now Weber on the wing, and it looks like maybe the Blackhawks going to hold. Nope, Trevor Olsen going one-on-one with Chemnitz, and a foul called on Austin Chemnitz. And now that's the fourth on him. So we'll see what Coach Hooks elects to do here. That'll be the sixth, I think, on the team. We'll make sure in a moment. They'll bring Riley Gone back on. Actually, Cheddar. Clemens 24 seconds left, third quarter. Blackhawks inbounding again on their end, trailing 33-27 to the Wolsey-Westington Warbirds. Here's Olsen. Kingsbury, left wing Weber. Weber back outside, Logan Feisner around the horn. Olsen for three, and he got it. Trevor Olsen from downtown. Nine for Trevor, and it's a three-point game, 33-30 Warbirds. Bennett White just left of the top of the key. Here's Cheddar for three. Front iron no good. Babcock ticked up the rebound, and that's it for three quarters. After three, the Warbirds lead by three. Wolsey-Westington 33, Sanborn Central Woonsocket at 30. Back in a minute with the fourth quarter. 1 minute on 1210 KOKK.
You're an American farmer. You're the best at what you do. You till and plant the soil. You fertilize and cultivate. You nudge and nurture and fix and fuss. You do everything in your power to produce the world's food. But you can't control the weather.
Kent Clark Insurance of Wessington, your friendly local crop insurance agent, can help you control the consequences of the weather. Call Kent Clark Insurance today and protect your investment at 605-458-2281.
Stay informed on what's happening at Huron Community Campus. Text the word campus to 42330. Receive messages for upcoming meetings, announcements, events, and cancellations. Text the word campus to 42330 and receive automatic messages about Huron Community Campus. Great for students or anyone interested in campus activities. For the latest Huron Community Campus information, text campus to 42330.
Welcome back to the arena. The Blackhawks hit a three at the end of the quarter to cut it to three, and now they have the possession arrow. Here's Olsen for a three in the tie. Front iron climbs up, no good, but an offensive board by Kingsbury. Put back won't go. Another offensive rebound, this time by Weber, and the runner will fall for Trey Weber. Weber's got his first basket. 1 point game, Warbirds 33, Blackhawks 32. Bennett White on the wing. A little crossover on Kingsbury. Back out to Cheddar. Cheddar the drive. Leaves it off for Babcock, who finds Lyndon Williams in the corner. Bennett White the drive. Backs down inside the free throw line. All the way to the low post. Puts it up and in. Bennett White with 8 points. He's struggling from the field, but he's getting in close and getting a few opportunities. Pass inside, Wyatt Feisner turns, a little hook is on the way, sits on front iron, but will not fall. 35-32 Warbirds, rebound Bennett White. White to Williams, and the Warbirds go to work, a minute gone in the fourth, leading by three. We figured this would be a very good 281 conference championship game, and has not disappointed. Bennett White for three, again no good, rebound Wyatt Feisner. And you gotta believe with Bennett White, eventually, they're going to start falling. And I guess if you got a three-point lead right now, 6.5 minutes to play, you just hope it happens pretty quick. Of course, they are doing very well. Here's Olsen on the baseline. Now, he hit the shot. Are they going to count the shot? I think they will. Yes, they will. So Olsen now with 11. The foul is on Lyndon Williams. That'll be three on him, so he'll have to come out in favor of Gohn. Chemnitz is going to come back in with four personal fouls, and it looks like he'll replace Cheddar. Wolsey-Westington 35, Sanborn Central Woonsocket 34. Olsen a free throw for the tie is good. Olsen is 5 of 5 from the line. Leads the scoring in this one. Leads his team, rather, with 12. Gohn has 17 for the Warbirds. All make it 19 as he rattles in another. Sometimes it's just your day, and today is Riley Gohn's day. 37-35 Warbirds, 6:01 to play in the boys 281 conference title game. It's a 30-second timeout for the Blackhawks, back in 30 on 1210 KOKK.
It can happen anytime, anywhere. Door-to-door sales scams, identity theft, debt collection, or even as simple as a swipe of your credit card. Know the law and your rights before you get caught up in an unwanted situation. The Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection has made it easy for you to be prepared with their new website, consumer.sd.gov. They keep you up to date on the latest consumer alerts and laws and resources available to you, the consumer. Check out the Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection website today, consumer.sd.gov.
6:01 to play in the boys 281 conference championship game. Woolsey Wessington 37, Sanborn Central Woonsocket 35. As I mentioned, 6:01 to play. Blackhawks trailing by two. We're inbound off the timeout. They'll bring it into Weber. Weber out on the right wing, Olson. Olson just inside the 3-point line. The jumper no good. Darian Okunjemalusi on the rebound. Oh, ahead to Chemnitz. Chemnitz across midcourt, gives it back to Okunjemalusi. Logan Feister out to defend. Bennett White, top of the key. He sees an opening, drives, another bucket, and one for Bennett White. 10 on the night for White. Again, you look at the final numbers, or you ask the kid himself, I'm guessing he's going to say he struggled a little bit shooting tonight, but he does have 10 points, and that's a lot of hard work on the inside and a lot of hard drives to the basket. Darian O is going to come out of the game as Lyndon Williams is back on. The foul on Wyatt Feister is his second. White at the free throw line, front iron, and no good. 39-35, Warburns by four. 5.5 minutes remaining in the boys 281 conference title game, and also 5.5 minutes remaining in the longest day of basketball. Here's Kingsbury all the way to the basket. Lefty comes up short. Rebound Bennett White. Off and running on the Warbirds. Going to Williams. Back to Goan for three from the corner. Got it. Don't leave Goan open. I tried to tell you earlier. 22 for Riley Goan. Warbirds match their biggest lead, 42-35. Weber, top of the key, left wing, Logan Feister drives all the way to the basket, and the layup pops out. Momentum, firmly, I guess is the word, to the Warbirds. Here's Goan, little heat check from the free throw line, no good, but Babcock, the offensive board, and the Warbirds will control. 4:35 to play, they lead by 7. Bennett White down low, got his man off his feet and put it up and in. Bennett with a dozen, the lead is 9, biggest it's been on the night. 4:26 to play. We got a Blackhawk timeout, it's a full timeout. We're back in a minute, 60 seconds on Dakota Sports on 1210 KOKK.
Well, we made it through the holiday specials, so what's up now at Prostrallo's in Huron? Well, for starters, we have a few 2016 models that have to go. Here's a Chevy Malibu, loaded and supplier priced, plus 0% for 60 months, only $386 per month. Get a Chevy half-ton Cruze Z71, discounted over $10,000, only $39,822. A Chevy three-quarter-ton Crew with the Duramax diesel, supplier priced at $54,210. We'll see you at Prostrallo Chevy Buick GMC and Cadillac in Huron.
Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day for lunch and dinner. Try their mouth-watering grill burgers or their delicious DQ bakes with chicken or turkey. Chili cheese dogs, kids' meals, salads, onion rings, and cheese curds. Don't forget their famous chicken strip basket. Head to Dairy Queen of Huron on Lincoln Avenue across from the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. Have a birthday or a special event coming up? Order their DQ cakes or a DQ blizzard cake. See Barb and her friendly crew at Dairy Queen for lunch or dinner. Dairy Queen, fan food, not fast food.
4:26 left, boys 281 conference title game live from the Huron Arena on Dakota Sports. Just shy of 9 o'clock, you're listening to Dakota Sports on 1210 AM, KOKK in Huron. 44-35, the Warbirds have opened up their biggest lead of 9 points with 4:10 to play. Blackhawks on the offensive end, alley-oop inside for Feister is tipped up into the hands of Kingsbury. Kingsbury can't hit, Babcock the rebound. Babcock ahead to Williams, gave it back to Tyler, and across the timeline a pass for Goan. Goan will clear it back out to Bennett White, and now the Warbirds, I would assume, will slow it down a little bit. Biggest lead of the night is 9 points. Neither team is led by double digits. Most of the game, it's been somewhere between 3 and 6 points difference, one way or the other. Sanborn Central Woonsocket has led plenty of times as well. Bennett White gets stuck on the baseline. Babcock out to Chemnitz. The Blackhawk fans wanted a travel on White, but didn't get the call. Of course, Warbird fans wanted a foul. They didn't get either. Bennett White traveling around, and here's a ball knocked away by Kingsbury. Lyndon Williams, though, will chase it in the backcourt. Williams stepped over the timeline, and I guess he must have picked up his front foot because they're going to call him for the over and back. Oh, okay, they say he drug the foot that was on behind him, and that foot came off the ground and then went back, which technically would have been an over and back because his lead foot was over the midcourt line. So 44-35, a 9-point Warbird lead. Blackhawks catch a break. See if they can capitalize. Inside to Feistner. Ball knocked out of his hands on the way up, and a foul called on the Warbirds. And if that's Lyndon Williams, that's going to be 4 on him. And it is. Feistner's second free throw, or first free throw. One is no good. I pushed him into the bonus. That was the situation. I was looking around like, how did that go down? Williams' fourth foul is the team's seventh. Feistner, though, no good on the front end. There's a missed opportunity here for the Blackhawks. The Warbirds at the other end have it knocked out of bounds. We're going to get another Hooks timeout. 2:51 to play in the boys 2-1 conference championship game. Wolsey Westington leading Sanborn Central Woonsocket 44-35. We take a full timeout back in a minute. 60 seconds on 1210 KOKK.
The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic Clinic know the importance of athletes competing at their best and understand the team's success depends on the health of each player. A quick recovery from an injury starts with a proper diagnosis, which leads to the best treatment. At Carr Chiropractic Clinic, doctors and staff are specially trained and educated to diagnose and treat sport injuries. They have extended office hours, including evenings and Saturdays. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, your sports injury headquarters.
Your fault, their fault, rusted up from road salt, ding ding, hailstorm, truck stall, didn't see the stop sign, speed zone, tire blown, talking on the cell phone, smashed a few road cones, hit from behind. There's a million ways to get hit, or maybe you just get hit a lot, but there's only one place to go, Advanced Collision and Repair. Don't just go anywhere, only one place will make it right again. That's Advanced Collision and Repair. Call Travis and Shane today to fix it right, 893-0190.
2:51 remaining. 44-35, the lead for Wolsey Westington. They'll inbound to Bennett White, who will push up a shot. It will not go. The rebound, though, is out off Logan Feistner. So the Warbirds will inbound on their end. Trying to push this lead to double digits, which would be that'd be for the first time tonight. Couldn't come at a worse time for the Blackhawks with 2:40 to play. Of course, they can score and score quickly. Here's Bennett White for three. That's good. Bennett White from long range. Just needed a little time to brew. 15 for Bennett White. Lead is a dozen with 2:25 left. Here's Logan Feistner for three. Came up short. Rebound down to Cheddar. And it looks like the Blackhawks are going to start fouling. That will be the sixth on Sanborn Central Woonsocket, so they will set up for inbounding duties. It's Trent Kingsbury second. Inbounds for Williams, and they immediately foul him. They will send Lyndon Williams to the free throw line. Logan Feistner and Trevor Olson both there. We'll see who gets the foul. It looks like it'll be Feistner. Oh, nope, Trevor Olson. Olson second. Lyndon Williams at the free throw line. No points yet tonight. He has played quite a few minutes. First free throw is good. played some first quarter minutes that he may not have. Darian Oga and Jimalusi on the bench there. They right into the game. They brought him back to the bench and retaped the ankle. Second free throw for Williams is good. 14-point lead with 2:20 to play. 49-35, Woolsey Wessington. Clock to 2:10. Here's Kingsbury to Olsen for a deep three. Came up short. Bennett White had the rebound knocked out of his hands, and then he had it knocked right back into his hands. White, a three-quarters court pass to Gone, who dishes to Cheddar and in for the layup. Inside of 2 minutes left, and the lead is up to 16 for Woolsey Wessington. Still time, but the window closing. Here's Olsen to the rack for the layup. Olsen's got 14. It's a 14-point game with a minute 44 left. Warbirds lead 51-37. Looks like a full timeout. We'll take 60 seconds. Back in a minute on Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
Hey, it's a new year. How about a new home? Contact Real Estate Connection in Huron for listings, or you can also follow Real Estate Connection on Facebook and Instagram. It's a new year. Get a new home with Real Estate Connection in Huron.
With all of the changes to insurance these days, it's confusing where to begin and who to trust when purchasing your policies. Waldner Insurance is your place to begin for auto, home, farm, life, and health. Choose the option that fits your needs best. For dependable and trustworthy service, Waldner Insurance is your hometown solution. Serving Huron and the surrounding area, stop by and visit with Galen or Deborah at 1504 Dakota Avenue South or call toll-free 888-353-1483.
Minute 44 left in the boys' 281 conference championship game, and Woolsey Wessington pushed their lead to 16 just moments ago. Back to 14 right now. Warbirds will inbound with a minute 44 to play. Pass for Lyndon Williams. Williams got away from Kingsbury. Kingsbury was trying to foul him, and now Wyatt Feisner will foul Chemnitz. That'll be his third. So Chemnitz will go to the line. This will be a one-and-one opportunity for Austin Chemnitz. Chemnitz on the night. 2 for 2 from the line. He's got 4 points. They all came in the opening quarter. First free throw is good for Chemnitz. The team is 7 out of 9 from the stripe tonight. Second free throw for Chemnitz is airborne off right, but Bennett White, an offensive rebound, and then a foul on the Blackhawks. I think that's going to be on Kingsbury. That will be Trent's third. Send Bennett White to the line. Bennett for a 1-1. That's the ninth team foul on the Blackhawks. First free throw is good for White. That's his first make tonight. He was 0 for 2. Now 1 for 3 and a chance to get back to 500. He's got 16 points in the game. Second free throw good, make it 17, and the lead is 17. 54-37 with 90 seconds to play, and barring a miracle, the Warbirds are going to win another 281 conference title. Here's Logan Feisner for three. They're not giving up yet now. 54-40, a 14-point lead, still a minute 24 to play. There's basketball left on the floor. We'll take a full timeout. That'll be 60 seconds. We're back in a minute on 1210 KOKK.
Stop by before the game, stop by after the game, stop by any day of the week. They're open 7 days a week at the North 40 Convenience Store in Woonsocket. Hot stuff, pizza, brats, grab lunch, grab a snack. Chips, candy, pop, water, sports drinks, whatever you need, it's at the North 40 Convenience Store. It's right next to Skeeter's in Woonsocket. It's open every day of the week. Stop by and visit with the friendly staff. Grab a cup of coffee or whatever else you might need at the North 40 Convenience Store in Woonsocket. The North 40 Convenience Store would also like to wish the Blackhawks good luck.
Does your home Wi-Fi make you want to cry? Oh my, well dry your eye, because Santel's managed router solution will eliminate your stress and frustration by providing you with a top-of-the-line router designed to optimize your bandwidth, secure your network, and reach throughout your whole home. Let Santel's friendly, professional staff make your Wi-Fi troubles go bye-bye. Call now to receive a free installation, 796-4411. Santel Communications, they've perfected connected.
Going across midcourt off the inbound, they give it to Lyndon Williams, and he's the one that will go to the free throw line this time around. Double bonus time. Trent Kingsbury whistled for his fourth. Free throw by Williams is no good. Williams 2 out of 3 from the line, both his points from the stripe tonight. Lyndon will set for one more. Second is airborne, front iron on that one, no good. Kingsbury the rebound. 14 points with 1:10 to play. There's a long three, another one good. This one by Trey Weber. So that makes it an 11-point game with 1:02 left, and the Blackhawks will foul again. Let's see, though, who this one is on. It'll be on Weber. Yep, Trey Weber's fourth. Blackhawks trying to stay in this thing. Going to the free throw line. 22 points tonight for Riley Gone. Well, make it 23. Lead back to 12. Going 3 for 3 from the line. He's got another here, and this one rattles out. Rebound Trent Kingsbury. Kingsbury ahead to Olsen. So 12 points inside of 1 minute left. Weber fires again. No good. Rebound tipped and taken by Bennett White, and he is immediately fouled. I think it's Logan Feistner. And it's Logan's third. Free throws here for Bennett White. White is 2 out of 4 from the line tonight. Knocks down the first here. White's got 12 in the fourth quarter, 16 in the second half, and 18 in the game as he came on strong here in the fourth. He had a tough time shooting early on. He recognized that, started driving. Here's Olsen for 3 at the other end. So lead back to 11 with 40 seconds left. Inbounds, and Chemnitz is immediately fouled. It'll be on Trevor Olsen, his third, as the Blackhawks try to hang around. It's 11 right now. Again, Bennett White recognized he's having a tough time shooting, started driving a little more, got to the basket, got some baskets, got some free throws going, and then here in the fourth found his shooting touch a little bit. First free throw for Chemnitz is good. And it sure looks an awful lot like the Warbirds are going to win a 281 title. Second free throw good for Chemnitz. 59-46, a 13-point Woolsey-Wessington lead. 35 seconds left in the ball game. Olsen another three. This one off the mark. Rebound, though, grabbed by Dixon or Wyatt Feistner. Put back won't go. Weber this time the rebound. His pass picked by Williams. Will go the other way. They're not going to foul, and that's it. The Woolsey-Wessington Warbirds are your 2017 281 Conference Boys Basketball Tournament Champions. The final score in the game here tonight will be Woolsey-Wessington 59, Sanborn Central Woonsocket 46. Back to the studios for 3 minutes. When we come back, a final, an eighth and final Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show. Warbirds win the boys title 59-46. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show in 3 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
Truck drivers, listen up.
Joe at TBI Incorporated wants to talk to you. TBI Incorporated is currently hiring for over-the-road truck drivers. TBI Incorporated takes pride in their employees and families, and that's why they offer competitive wages, a $1,500 sign-on bonus, safety bonus, paid vacation, health insurance, 401k, rider plan, and a pet policy. Apply today at tbitrucking.us or call 605-334-4187.
Make TBI the right choice for you. TBI Trucking of Sioux Falls.
Heartland Financial Services Incorporated has you covered. Life, health, property, and crop insurance. With locations in Highmore, Redfield, Tulare, Wessington, and Huron. See Naomi and Ben at the Huron branch at their new location, Dakota Plaza, Suite 103. Heartland Financial Services Incorporated works hard to provide you with the coverage that fits your needs and keeps your home, personal property, and personal liability protected. Heartland Financial Services has you covered.
The Auto Body Clinic. You just wrecked your car and you needed repair. Let us be there, oh, let us be there. With courtesy cars and a price that is fair. We really care. The Auto Body Clinic. The Auto Body Clinic.
Auto Body Clinic, a half mile west of Coborn's at 670 21st Street Southwest, or call 352-DENT.
The Country Pumper wishes the Blackhawks the best of luck. Located at Highway 3437 Junction, 495-4252 Forestburg, the Country Pumper would like to introduce its new owners, Richard and Louise Alt. As always, Country Pumper invites you to fill up your tank and pick up items as you travel. Or stop in Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for their daily lunch specials. Country Pumper, open every day from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Now go get 'em, Blackhawks.
It takes everyone working together to build a strong team. Local families have depended on Hague Insurance and Woonsocket and Grinnell Mutual for quality insurance protection and friendly personal service for decades. We live where you live, and we're proud to call many of our customers friends and neighbors. You can depend on us to be here when you need us. To experience our policy of working together, call your local Grinnell Mutual agents, Jim, Trudy, Robert, and Susan today at 796-4471 for a quote on all your insurance needs.
You are invited to a discussion on the latest ways to keep calves healthy and improve the overall performance of your cattle herd. Meetings will be held on Wednesday, January 25th at the Crossroads in Huron. Talks will be from 9:30 until 3 p.m. Lunch is provided. RSVP to 350-0999. Speakers include Dr. Tom Knopfsinger, Glenn Tonsar, and Dr. Travis Van Ann. This event is hosted by Boehringer Ingelheim Vet Medica, Sand Creek, Prairie View, Huron, and Klein Saucer Porter Veterinary Clinics.
It's time for the postgame report on 1210 KOKK, brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
Welcome back to the Huron Arena. Thank you, sir. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show coming your way. So our final score here, the boys 281 conference championship game. The championship goes to Woolsey Wessington. 59-46 your final score. Sanborn Central Woonsocket had a lead after a quarter of 9-8. The Blackhawks would extend that lead to 3 points at halftime. They led 21-18. Woolsey Wessington, though, would outscore the Blackhawks 15-9 in the third to take a 3-point lead. And a whole bunch of Warbird in the final quarter. 26 points in the fourth to 16 for the Blackhawks. And the Woolsey Wessington Warbirds win going away 59-46. So that completes our Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard, which we will look at after we take a look at the individual numbers here in the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show. For Sanborn Central Woonsocket, the 2 seed, they'll be runners up in the 281 conference tournament. The Blackhawks with the loss tonight will go to 8-3. They got two of their 46 off the bench. It was from Sean Snedeker. The balance came from all 5 starters. Trey Weber with 5. He knocked down a 3. 6 apiece for Wyatt Feisner and Trent Kingsbury. Feisner 0 for 2 from the free throw line. 2 more in double figures. Logan Feisner hit 3 threes all in the second half. Ended up with 10 points. He was 1 of 2 from the line. And Trevor Olson knocked down a couple of second half threes. He ends up leading Sanborn Central Woonsocket with 17 points. Olson was perfect from the line in five attempts. Sanborn Central Woonsocket, 9 in the first, 12 in the second, 9 in the third, 16 down the stretch, 46 in the game. They were 6 of 9 from the free throw line. Sanborn Central Woonsocket goes to 8-3 and will be runners-up here at the 281 Conference Boys Basketball Tournament. Over to Woolsey Wessington, they had Lyndon Williams off the bench for 2 points. 2 of 4 from the free throw line was Williams. Darian Ogun Jimalusi was held scoreless this evening. I don't know that I've seen that happen very much, if at all. Austin Chemnitz with 7 points. He was 5 of 6 from the line. Darren Cheddar put in 8 points in the game and two more in double figures. Bennett White had himself a ball game. He had 2 points at the half. He had 6 points after three quarters. Then he poured in 13 in that final frame, 19 points en route to not only a 281 conference tournament victory, conference championship victory, but he also took home the MVP. So Bennett White, congratulations, 19 points on this evening, 4 of 6 from the line, finally got himself a 3 in the fourth quarter, and he wasn't even the high point man. That was Riley Goen. Goen had himself a game. 4 threes for Riley Goen on the night. He ended up 3 of 4 from the free throw line. 23 points for Riley Goen, 19 for Bennett White. They lead the Woolsey Wessington Warbirds to a 281 tournament conference championship. Warbirds, 8 points in the first, 10 in the second, 15 in the third, 26 in the fourth, 59 in the game, and the Warbirds go 14 of 20 from the free throw line. Gary's Auto Glass is our post-game show sponsor. And I'll tell you what, we're going to send it back to the studios one more time. We'll hear from Gary's Auto Glass. Then we'll come back here and we'll take a look at that Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard. And then we'll sign off at our eighth and final Gary's Auto Glass post-game show here for the 281 tournament, longest day old basketball. The final in the boys' game, Warbirds 59, Blackhawks 46. Back after a word from our post-game show sponsor to wrap things up on Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
Bauman Agency and Pioneer Seed, crop insurance and precision planting technology from your side of the fence. From planting the seed to harvesting your crop, Bauman Agency provides you with the best coverage possible. Bauman Agency is with you every step of the way. Call Bauman Agency at 353-1112 for superior service from your side of the fence. Bauman Agency is a proud sponsor of the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
Welcome back to our final, our eighth and final Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show. We want to thank Gary Zell Auto Glass for being our postgame show sponsor. We want to thank the South Dakota Attorney General's Office for Consumer Protection for bringing us the reading of the officials. We want to thank the Mirror Family Hair Care for their scoreboard updates. In fact, we'll do one more of those before we get out of here and before we thank the balance of our sponsors. We want to thank you, the listener. We want to thank the 281 Conference for putting on another great tournament. And, of course, we want to thank our engineer, Kayla, back at the studio and our sponsors, which we will again do here in just a moment. So one more time, your Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard. Text or call 883-HAIR today. Make your appointment with the Mirror Family Hair Care. Cuts, colors, perms, whatever you need. It's the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown Huron. Text or call 883-HAIR. Here we go. Seventh place girls game started off this marathon day at 9 a.m. James Valley Christian would take the 7th place girls game, a win over Iroquois 46-17. Samantha Dowling 20 points, Rebecca Williams 14. Vikings 7th place on the girls' side, Iroquois 8th place. In the 7th place boys game, Wessington Springs a winner. They beat Sunshine Bible 53-36. Travis Haas 18 to pace the Crusaders. Wessington Springs led by John Whitty also with 18. Spartans 7th place on the boys' side, Sunshine Bible Academy 8th. Spartans win 53-36. Girls' consolation title went to Wessington Springs. They also beat Sunshine Bible Academy on the girls' side. Susan Wilkin, a dozen. Lindsay Wilkin, 11 for the Crusaders. Wessington Springs led by Maria Alonso with 17. Katie Shelsky, 11. Spartan girls, your girls' consolation champs. SBA takes 6th. In the boys' consolation title game, Hitchcock Tulare wins 62-36. Jacob Bish led Iroquois with 10. Patriots faced by Zach Binger with 18. Caleb Warner, 13. Craig Mallon, 11. Patriots win a boys' consolation title. Iroquois boys finish 6th. The girls' third-place game, a Hitchcock Tulare win, 48-40 over Woolsey Wessington. Taylor Sprecher and Chantel Hader, 10 points apiece for the Warbirds. Hitchcock Tulare led by Aaron Berry with a dozen. Hitchcock Tulare's girls third place, Woolsey Wessington's girls fourth. In the boys' third place game, it was a Viking win. James Valley Christian, a winner, 68-54 over Highmore Herald. Trevor Brueggemann, 13. Tremaine Eagle Thunder Auger, a dozen for the Pirates. James Valley Christian led by Eric Hazard, who had a 31-point game. And Ryan Wager, who put up 22. Vikings win third place here in the 281 Conference Boys Basketball Tournament. Highmore Herald finishes fourth. Our girls' championship game went to Sanborn Central Woonsocket. The final 64-29 over Highmore Herald. Blackhawk girls stay unbeaten and will take home a 281 tournament crown. Also, Hallie Kreplin had 10 for the Pirates. Sanborn Central Woonsocket led by Megan Poyer with 25. And tournament MVP Maya Selland had 19 for the Sanborn Central Woonsocket girls. Blackhawk girls win the 281 tournament championship 64-29 over runners-up Highmore Herald. And finally, our boys' championship just ended. Woolsey Wessington a winner. They beat Sanborn Central Woonsocket 59-46. The Blackhawks led by Trevor Olson with 17, Logan Feistner with 10, Warbirds paced by Riley Gohn with 23 points. Also on the night, Bennett White, your tournament MVP for the boys, had 19 to help lead the Woolsey Wessington Warbirds to a 281 tournament championship. Warbirds win 59-46. Blackhawks, your runners-up on the boys' side. That's it for the Mirror Family Hair Care Scoreboard Update. And that's it for the longest day of basketball. Thanks for tuning in for the 281 Conference Tournament Finale. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports on 1210 KOKK, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Thanks for listening to exciting high school sports. We are Dakota Sports on KOKK. Tonight's coverage has been brought to you by
our area sports backers, are Shooters in Woolsey, Farmers Cashway Do It Center, Wilbur Ellis, Ken Clark Insurance, Huron Community Campus, Burns Manufacturing in Wessington, Pastrallo General Motors, Dairy Queen in Huron, Car Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, Advanced Collision in Miller, Real Estate Connection, Boss Boutique in Huron, South Dakota Attorney General's Office for Consumer Protection, Gary's L Auto Glass, and the Mirror Family Hair Care. Woolsey Wessington sponsors, Auto Body Clinic in Huron, Onward Woolsey Business Association, R&B Food Center in Wessington, Don't Spill the Beans in Huron, American Family Insurance in Miller, and Heartland State Bank in Wessington. Patriot sponsors for Hitchcock Tulare, Miller Press, and Stretches Well Service. Sanborn Central Woonsocket backers, North 40 Convenience Store, Hegg Insurance, and Country Pumper. Wessington Springs sponsors Alpena Co-op and Brian Bertolane Insurance. James Valley Christian sponsor is Auto Body Clinic. And the 281 tournament sponsors Walder Insurance, Santel Communications, TBI Trucking, Bauman Agency, and Heartland Financial Services. Blackhawks win a girls' title. Warbirds win the boys' title. Back at it tomorrow, Tiger Boys right here from the Huron Arena. I'll be on Tiger 95 with that. Jeff will be on the road here on KOKK with the Tiger Girls at Watertown. Thanks for tuning in. The longest day of basketball is over, kids. For Kayla back at the studio and everybody at Dakota Sports, this is Matt Watson saying good night, everybody.